This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Government decides not to move forward with any program related to the US's State Partnership Program, SPP. Finance Minister Jonardhan Sharma says he has brought the new budget without hampering domestic industries. Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota rules government to answer in Parliament on fuel price hike. International Yoga Day being celebrated across the world, including Nepal today. And European Union says Russian blockade of millions of tons of Ukrainian grain is a real war crime. Now the news in detail. The government of Nepal has decided not to move forward with any program related to the US's State Partnership Program, SPP. The meeting of the Council of Ministers yesterday decided to halt all programs under SPP. The Council of Ministers also decided to appoint Dharmendra Jha as the Executive Chairman of the National News Agency, RSS. General Secretaries of the Nepali Congress, Gagan Kumar Thapa and Biswa Prakash Sharma, have urged Prime Minister Sharbadha Dewa to take initiatives to forge a common understanding on foreign policy among all political parties. During the meeting held at Palwatar, the General Secretaries urged the Prime Minister to build a national consensus and write to the United States to never be part of the State Partnership Program. Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota has ruled the government to inform the Parliament about the reasons behind the fuel price hike. The Speaker made the ruling in the name of the government after the lawmakers, speaking in the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday, drew his attention to the frequent hike in the prices of fuel. Earlier, speaking in the House meeting, the lawmaker said the fuel price had been increased 4 times in the last 1 month alone, which has hit badly the daily life of a common citizen. Lawmaker Padma Kumari Arial alleged the government of hiking the price of petroleum products contributing to market inflation. Lawmaker Arial argued that the House session could not move ahead until the government furnished a justified explanation for the price hike. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives endorsed Finance Bill 2022, Bill to Raise National Debt 2022, and Date and Bill 25th Amendment Bill 2022 yesterday. The House meeting passed the bills related to the upcoming fiscal year with the majority of votes that were presented by Finance Minister Jonardhan Sharma. Taking part in the deliberations, lawmakers argued that the income tax in Nepal was higher compared to India and Pakistan. They also drew the government's attention to higher tax on imports of e-vehicles, terming it a contradictory move at a time when discussions were on to increase power consumption. Responding to the queries raised over the bill, Finance Minister Sharma said the budget for the coming fiscal year was brought in a bid to strengthen the overall development of the country. He clarified that tax was increased on luxurious goods, cigarettes and others to expand the volume of tax collection. However, he claimed that the budget did not hamper the domestic industries and promoted price hikes for daily essentials. He also clarified that receiving date was necessary to meet the target of graduating Nepal in the category of developed countries. Likewise, Nepal Police and Province Police Operation Supervision and Coordination First Amendment Bill 2022 was also presented in the House meeting yesterday. Discussion on the appropriation bill will continue in the National Assembly today as well. The National Assembly yesterday discussed various topics related to law, justice and parliamentary affairs, youth and sports, forest and environment, labour and employment and social security, urban development, women and children and senior citizens, and agriculture and livestock development. The headings of the various ministries would be discussed in the National Assembly meeting today. The Supreme Court has issued an interim order in the name of the government not to implement its decision to stop issuing loan from banks and financial institutions by accepting land in collateral. A single bench of Justice Ishwar Prasad Khatiora made such order, considering the Land Use Regulations 2022 as a basis, adding that stopping the loan distribution with an unfitting impact on, will have rather an unfitting impact on the citizens' fundamental rights. As per the Supreme Court's interim order, the government is asked not to implement its decision until the case was settled. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has stated that the entire world accepting yoga, which is closely associated with Nepal's ancient civilization and life philosophy as a lifestyle, was a matter of pleasure for all of us. In a message today on the occasion of the International Day of Yoga, President Bhandari has said all will achieve success to develop a happy, prosperous and peaceful society by connecting the humanitarian pleasure achieved from the physical development to the positive energy achieved from the yoga practice. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki yesterday bade farewell to Hajj pilgrims. The minister visited the Trivandrum International Airport to see off 109 religious travellers to Mecca and Medina. Their departure marks the opening day of the Hajj journey from Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. European Union's foreign policy chief Josep Borrell says Russia's blockade of millions of tons of Ukrainian grain was a real war crime. Borrell said it is unbelievable that millions of tons of wheat remain blocked in Ukraine, while in the rest of the world people are suffering from hunger. According to the BBC, European Union's foreign affairs ministers are set to be meeting to discuss the crisis. Western countries have demanded Russia stop blockading Ukraine's Black Sea ports and allow vast stores of grain to reach the world markets. Meanwhile, Russia's foreign ministry has said it will on Tuesday summon the European Union's ambassador to Moscow over Lithuania's ban on transit of goods under European Union sanctions through the Russian city of Kaliningrad. More than 100 people, mostly from the Amhara ethnic group, have been killed in an attack in Ethiopia's Oromia region on Saturday. Witnesses have blamed the Oromo Liberation Army for one of the deadliest attacks in the recent memory. However, the two other witnesses said more than 200 people have been killed. According to the Al Jazeera media report, the regional government in Oromia confirmed the attack but did not give details about casualty figures. Earlier, Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed condemned what he described as horrific acts in Oromia. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province No. 1, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Government decides not to move forward with any program related to the US's State Partnership Program, SPP. Finance Minister Jananthan Sharma says he has brought the new budget without hampering domestic industries. Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota rules government to answer in Parliament on fuel price hike. International Yoga Day being celebrated across the world, including Nepal today. And European Union says Russian blockade of millions of tons of Ukrainian grain is a real war crime. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.